Time is up. Actually, 2 seconds. Robert.
I think the best way to move away from factionalism is to do something. I think that we need to, everybody on this board needs to make a commitment to do something, to have a fundraiser, to support an effort to influence the PNB. I never, you know, when I was on the PNB, I never got emails from listeners giving their views. And it's as easy to email the PNB as it is to email the LSP. It's PNB@pacifica.org. Let them know how you feel. Let them know where you want your priorities to be. And we should, as a group, come to some consensus about what we as a board are going to do besides having these meetings and writing inflammatory emails.
Mike.
Yeah, I'd like to see us try to raise money at all different stations and find a way that we can help interact with each other, how we can get events over in San Francisco, New York, or Los Angeles. It seems in the past that, like, oh, that's their problem over there. We need to concentrate on our problem. But as part of the national board, we all need to work together as a team to pull money into all the stations, not just KPMT.
Bill.
You know, I think this is really key to a lot of the problems we have, okay? And I think it is so critical. And at the local level, I think, first of all, you have to agree on goals. On the national level, it's like we have mutually exclusive goals. One, my faction, the major goal is financial responsibility, as Bob said. The other faction, I'm not sure what it is. It seems to be just to protect the interim executive director. And I think, at least out of where it appears to be, I think we have to sit down outside of meetings and talk honestly about what our goals are. We could do that locally. It's kind of like strategic planning, you know, figure out what we want to accomplish. Like, that's, if it's raising money or getting more listeners and members and revenue, for example, so we don't have to keep cutting, I think those would be good goals. But we need to all decide that, or at least have a discussion. Then we can go to strategies to make those happen. Because we have a lot of energy, and I'm really impressed with all the people that want to help. But we've got to, you're right, we've got to come together on what the goals are, or we're going to, there's nowhere we're going to agree on the solutions. And I think we can't do that in these big structured meetings like this. I think we need to do it in more informal groups.
Time is up.
Whoever wants to come.
Jerry.
I think PK raised the issue that I've thought about just about every day in the 1 year that I've been on the local board. And it just seems so absurd that you've got the two factions. And Bill just mentioned the positive part of what he said was informally. I've had this fantasy the entire time I've been on this board for a year that maybe I could somehow meet with Adriana and Bill, and we could talk without, you know, Robert's Rules of Order jousting, and maybe they can, because look, both sides accuse each other of being financially irresponsible and trying to ruin Pacifica. How dysfunctional can you get when there's two factions and the only thing they both claim the other ones are trying to destroy Pacifica, and they still haven't done it yet? It's absurd. They can't even do that. So anyway, they should get together and talk. And I would like to see at the board meetings that our board members come and talk to us about what's happening up there, and maybe that would cause them to have to get together.
Time is up.
All right.
Adriana.
Yes. I said here exactly something similar about, I believe that most of the directors and most of the people in KPFT have Pacifica at their heart. The problem is how we discuss, how we get the different comments, and you hear it here. People, like happened always with the minority. The minority complained that the majority doesn't do this, but when the time comes to vote, they don't vote for. For example, they are accusing, you know, not hiring an executive director or CFO. We cannot, the board doesn't agree in pay for the ads. We have some requirement that we need to follow. They complain about the audits and the election not being paid. Well, we need the money. When I put the motion there, and Bill can tell you that he's one of the ones that voted against the station that owe money to put the money to pay.
Thank
you.
How you do it. Thank you. Okay, the next questioner, unless she passes, is Deb. Deb?
I have no question.
Okay. Jim? Okay. Elaine?
No.
Okay. Susan?
I would like to know what you'll do to raise funds for Pacifica, and I would also like to know what your priorities would be as a PNB member.
Rhonda, you're first.
Okay, it's all too apparent that we have to find other ways to fund the station. The way to do that, I guess, is through the committee. I have all kinds of ideas for creating revenue. And if I have time, I'll speak to some of them. With regards to the priority would be to get us out of the financial crisis that we are in and to try to undo a lot of what's happened in the past couple of years. So, my priority is to keep confidentiality.
5 seconds.
Okay, I'm good. Fiscally responsible.
All right. Let's see. It is now Robert.
More. Well, I think we should all be sitting around looking for sugar daddies. I think that instead of being on the radio asking for a fund drive, we ought to be compiling a list of who we know and who they know who might have enough money to write a big check to KPMG. And I've been advocating this for 7 years, and I can't get anybody to take it seriously. And I'm hoping that OBDK is listening. Because we need to figure out who we know that can write such a check. I know some lawyers that can write a check like that. All we have to do is tell them why they should. And again, to get a clear message of why people should write a big check, I've had difficulty finding people. I've already mentioned the fact that I think that we should go into a crowdsourcing fund drive at the national level as quickly as possible when the board convenes.
Okay, Mike.
The way that I would like to raise money is all the years I've worked at the University of Houston to go out and find a lot of the people that have a lot of the money and then stand for what we believe in KPFT, and also have events related to that and see if we can get other stations to go after people that have the money, especially at income tax time, and get them to donate to the station. And, I'm asking what we can do to help with the programming that will attract more ways to donate money. We can still reach out and grab those people out there, but it just seems that nobody wants to work to do that. They just keep, it's somebody else's problem. But we need to all work together as a team to go grab that money that's available out there, especially in the Houston and the national area.
Okay. Bill.
I agree with most of this, and I think the question's right. We should be raising the money, not continuing to cut. And the worst way to do it is longer and longer fund drives. It drives away listeners. Some of the other stations have tried that. It's really counterproductive. We need to go after, get more listeners. That will bring more members. That will bring more money. But also go after major donors, as Bob was talking about. I think that's a real potential, especially now since the November elections. There's a lot of people who are progressive, who have money. We just need to find them and point out to them that KPFT and Pacifica is the alternative radio station that's going to be challenging them on the air. And they're not going to hear it from Fox News or the hate radio stations. And it's going to be from us. We need to be stronger. We need to get the word out more so more people know about our program. There's so many people who don't even know about us. So we need to promote. We need to do more advertising. I think we can find some low-cost or hopefully free ways of doing a lot of that through social media, for example, and other things. And, Alexander, a lot of people are doing outreach. We're going to be getting money for everybody. And by the way, join us.
Sure.
Yeah, I liked Robert Mark's idea about the crowdsourcing. It seems like everybody else is raising money that way. Why can't Pacifica? I also like Bob Kappa's idea of trying to get somebody national. I don't know. We might be so far down that we're not going to be able to get somebody very prominent to head the Pacifica Foundation. Sad to say, in which case we're going to have to work our way up through the, by the bootstraps. I don't know, maybe Beyonce. She's from here. I don't know what her politics are. They seem to be at least Democratic. She's got lots of buildings here and stuff here. We could have a fundraiser down at Beyonce's headquarters down there on Crawford. Maybe that would be the way to do it. The only other thing I'd say, everybody talks about raising money. I think we also need to start cutting expenses. Every staff member, you know, we've got to cut staff members. We've got to cut their, it's sad to say, their Cadillac insurance. They should be put on, I mean.
Time is up.
Okay.
Adriana.
Yes, I'm not that good at fundraising, but I work really hard with the foundation. I put the money from my pocket because I cannot raise it, and I'm sure that people know about KBFT and Pacifica. But basically, I think that is, yes, Jerry just mentioned, as important as raising money is how you spend it. How can you tell the people that put $25 there that they are not extra? How can you tell those people that you don't take care of the way that they're being spent? That we, board members and different directors, are suing each other and gaining money, and the money is being spent that way. You know, that is as important as raising money. I think that if we start, all of us, knowing exactly what we need to do and do our job, that's why these boards are big, because we divide among ourselves, the different chores. You know, I'm good at another thing. I'm not good at raising money, but I'm good at taking care of how it's being spent.
Okay. I guess it's Venetia.
No.
We receive
1 minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jim.
Okay, we'll have to do this real quickly. We always argue about people that make $12 an hour for 5 hours a day, and we want to eliminate that person. We're in really sad shape if we're worried about somebody making $60 a day, okay? We're supposed to be liberals that care about people, and you're worried about somebody making $60 a day. We need to have a CFO that will hold the stations accountable for their central services percentages, including ourselves. We need good programming, not Tom Hartman, who's carried over from the day before. It's a great show, but why don't we have it live on the proper day, not listening to the election 2 days away? There's professionals that raise money, salespeople. If you pay somebody $300,000, but they raise $1.2 million, that would be a benefit to Pacifica. So it doesn't always have to be cutting.
Susan, that was your question, correct? Okay. Is it Venetia? Venetia. Okay. Passing? Okay. Alexander? Okay. D?
Pass.
Okay.
Rhonda. This is me asking the question.
And you will also have the opportunity to answer it.
Okay. Before I begin, I'd like to make a special request from
your
the secretary.
Your time is running.
No, I want my time to run after I make an address to the secretary. Deb, I would like for this question to be part of the record and the people's responses to be recorded. I would like to know the people that are up for election or for running, I want to know what you think the consequences should be for board members that violate the bylaws and put us at risk to lawsuits and all other kinds of things. So, am I clear? So everyone, if you're on the board, you want to be on the board, how do you feel about the violation of bylaws, and what should the consequences be?
Okay. Huh? Robert, you're first.
No, Ron is.
No, she'll be last.
I'll go first. Okay, I'm good. Anyway.
Robert?
Well, I think we're very limited in the consequences. The bylaws set out how you punish someone that needs to be removed for the good of Pacific. I would think repeated violations of the bylaws in a material way would be rise to that level. But this bar is so high on that, that it's very unlikely that you'll ever get to do it, and in the meantime, you'll waste a lot of time working up to that. I disagree with people who have interpreted Robert's rules to allow sanctions beyond that one sanction that's set out in our bylaws. I don't believe there's any sanctions allowed because that bylaw sets out the one and only sanction for violating the rules and to the detriment of Pacifica. So, however, I mean, if it's a big enough deal, if it's a big enough violation of the bylaws, then I think we should pursue it. At least talk about it.
All right. Mike.
Yes, I think that the bylaw should be enforced, but I don't think that we should continue arguing on little petty little ideas that keep wasting a lot of our time when we need to focus and get, you know, the station running again. But if people continue violating bylaws, the bylaw should be there to be enforced. And we should not, you know, make favoritism for certain members and then punish other members. The bylaw should be for everybody.
Bill?
Well, you know, we should try to enforce the bylaws first, and that's been difficult with this last board because the majority does not make the decisions, okay? Let's put it politely. But, you know, the more important thing is if they're violating the fiduciary responsibilities because it puts the whole foundation at risk, and that's the stuff, a lot of this stuff on this list, is some of it is actually illegal. Some of the stuff is we're breaking the law, and other things is we're allowing our finances to deteriorate so much that we're about to collapse. Those are the real serious things. I think if necessary, we should be removing board members for that. I mean, hopefully we can somehow convince them, maybe like Jerry was saying, maybe we can somehow get together informally and decide we've got to change our path. I'm hopeful. I'm not always optimistic about that. But I think if we get some new people on the board, actually that would be a lot more positive. I think we can actually make some progress on that.
Sure.
I pass on this issue. I think it's just too contentious and too abstract in a sense.
I object. That's not my
story.
That's
going to
respond.
Rhonda, you're out of order. Adriana.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you see the partisanship right here. We shall violate Article 4,
yes.
Section 9 of our bylaws. And we are disenfranchising people that are there, sitting, waiting to use their space. We are just violating that. But obviously, we always focus on somebody that is not in our side. We vote, this LSD vote to violate our bylaws, and we are not allowed to do it. But we did it anyway. And then we talk about what other people will do. I think that is the travesty of this Pacifica. That's how we are acting. We are so sure when we know that is the best way to do it that we can pick and choose which way not to pursue.
Jim.
Okay, so I'm not as eloquent as some people, but I'm proud that I passed this motion, this Pacifican motion, this pacifist motion that allowed two sides to stay on tonight and not go through who knows how many minutes we have to go through that would have taken the whole night. Okay, so I'm proud of that.
Point of order, you're not really...
Okay.
Rhonda, you're out of order.
What should happen to a PMB member that does those things? They should be removed. Unfortunately, Pacifica has these burdensome bylaws that, like he said, require you go through this, that, so many meetings, special standing committee.
5 seconds.
So, what should happen and what...
Time is up. Rhonda.
Okay.
Answer your own question.
I think that we should always start with the benefit of a doubt, and then from there we should do research and ask questions to fully understand. So if it becomes very apparent that the bylaws have been violated on a regular basis putting our station in fiduciary jeopardy, and especially, frankly, I'm nervous to serve on the PNB because Adriana voted to exclude WBAI repeatedly in her votes on the board. And that is a dereliction of duty. And a lawsuit will come up, and I think there already is a lawsuit about it. So I say they need to be removed. In other words, it needs to be given special consideration, look at it, get all the facts, try to understand, and give people the benefit of the doubt where it's due. And then if not, if you're, like, screwing the network, you need to go. Need to be removed.
Okay. Questioner Cliff, do you wish to speak, to ask a question or pass? Yes.
I'm not sure whether being away from this place for.
Wait, are you going to ask a question or pass?
I'm going to ask a question in my way. The hell with it, man. Okay. Yeah, everything has to be in your way.
No, you got one.
No, let it go.
We
okay.
Got one.
Nine.
Good, but I'm giving
no,
you.
No, I don't care. I don't feel like jumping to you.
He said
I didn't move.
Okay. I'm sorry. Kevin.
I think we've been wasting Pacifica for the last 30 years. We can make programming to bring this network and the country together. What are your thoughts of hiring a national program director to pull this network into a true cohesive network, national network?
Okay.
National program director.
And the first person to answer is Mike.
Yeah. Well, I agree with David that we need to hire somebody to pull the network together, and I wish we could stop all this infighting, all these frivolous lawsuits, because lawsuits cost money, and a lot of times they just don't accomplish anything. But I think for hiring one person to try to pull everybody together, you know, as the saying goes, have one chief and a bunch of Indians, not just have 10 chiefs and 3 or 4 Indians.
That's a racist remark.
Are you done?
Pardon Native Americans.
So. I know.
Bill.
I would like to hire one. We used to have one actually about 6 or 7 years ago, and he was laid off because even then we couldn't afford him. But, you know, one of the things that resulted from one of our 2 unofficial meetings that the majority of the PNB boycotted was a list of ideas for raising, how to address our financial problems. And a lot of it was raising programming. Relatively short-term things to do, and it could be coordinated with a national program, but it, you know, maybe we could do it through just the GMs. It's basically to share our best programs. Like, they're already available to each other. We carry a few programs from other stations, but all the stations do it on a really small scale, and we're all like to keep our own favorite locally produced program, but some of them don't have earning listeners. They're not popular. They don't bring in money. We could use some programs from other stations. Or from our affiliates. We have a few affiliate programs on already, and there's a lot more available. We should be taking the best of Pacifica and putting them in good spots, because it would help with fundraising also.
Jerry.
I thought that was a good idea, that the national... A national program director. On my 1 year, I'd never heard anybody talk about that. It seemed like a very good idea, and also what Jill said, sharing the best of the program. Some of the programs are great. After board members' meetings like this, sometimes I'm like, hey, I should just resign. But then I'll be driving down the road, and you listen to this odd program. You never know when it's on because of the scheduling, and you go, oh, my God, this is fantastic. This is worth fighting for. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
Adriana.
I agree totally. We should have a strong national office that have a development director. We even passed an initiative near and a half ago to have a program directors from the 5 stations, one every 6 months, one of them will be the program director for the whole network, and then we will work together. But the problem goes to the same place. The same people that ask for all of that are the same people that decide that they don't need to fund the national office. What do people think, that the national office can have a machine to make money? It's not possible. That goes through the central service that the station pays. We heard our Wayne Bradley, our general manager, saying before, complaining about we pay money and before we have things, we don't have anything now from the national office. KPFD is how many miles behind that? How can we pay? We hope that we don't have the money.
Okay, Jim?
Okay, I think it all falls back to the lack of management in place. Okay? First, you have to have a professional, I know professional sounds like a bad term, but a professional executive director. Of course, we should have somebody that is looking at the programming on a national level, which would be great too. The national office has to be stronger because right now they're not enforcing acceptance of the fees from the stations. They're not holding anybody. There's a total lack of accountability on the national level. And that has to be improved in every area, like Adriana said, Bill said, everybody. Like I said, we all agree on some of these things.
That's it.
Okay.
Rhonda.
Once a permanent ED is hired, I think that a national program director and development director are very good ideas. One thing that's always like made me just wonder what they're doing is this. KPFT has some great programs. Every one of our sister stations has some great programming. And why the network has not cross-promoted or, you know, I've never understood that. So I also think, because we are in a financial crisis, that if we had an executive program director and development director, then it might be that those positions could be somewhere in between part-time and full-time. I don't know. But it'll also really help to have a program director, because oftentimes, if someone's asked to, you know, to leave their show, then that gives a third party for people to mediate the action that the program director's taking.
Robert?
Yes. I'd just like to point out, George Ryder has been attempting to coordinate some kind of national programming, possibly for as long as I've known him. And nothing ever gets done. And one reason nothing ever gets done is because at the PNB they spend an hour setting the agenda. And then we never get to any of these ideas because we've set the agenda for an hour. I think we need a national program director. I very much like Adriana's idea. I think that's a way to get to a national program director when you're short on funds. But there needs to be a commitment to national programming, and that starts with our programmers, our management, the PNB, the national management, and, you know, willingness to, and one thing that they need to do is they need to think outside the box and figure out there's resistance by programmers to national programming because they think it's cutting into their show. So someone needs to figure out a way to include that programmer in the national programming so that they'll be for it.
You done?
Yep.
Okay, you have the next question, and the person to answer it first will be Bill.
I don't think it's fair for me to ask a question with short time.
So you want to pass?
Yes.
Okay, Hank?
Pass.
Bob?
I wonder if everyone knows that I've heard that Lydia Brazon is an unpaid ED. But my main question is, I think most of you have seen this postcard that's attached to the website. And to me, there's an elephant in this room, and I hate to disparage elephants. You might just call it an epidemic, and you don't have to agree with my opinions about what I'm going to say, but I would like to hear from you what your feelings are about this and how much thought you've given it, especially the endorsers on here, what the basis of your question were when you allowed yourself to be attached to this. I think it was created, I could be wrong, as I said, by Bill Crozier and Teresa Allen and Robert Mark and perhaps some others. This was composed by two 501c3s. The Pacifica Foundation apparently participated in it because the founder of the other organization that funded this is on the board of Pacifica Foundation.
Time is up.
And you've got endorsers don't agree now with having had their names put up and faces put on this thing.
Bill, you're first.
Pass it around. You know, this is kind of typical that people make assumptions about stuff. This is totally untrue. everybody's, you've been jumping, several people jumping to the conclusion that somehow we'll be, that, and I, yes, I was responsible, Teresa and I were responsible for that, that somehow it's being funded by KPF, KPLA, KPFK. It's totally untrue. All the money was raised locally. We used their PO, their postal permit, because they had a nonprofit postal permit. We paid for it. That was and I explained this to people. That's why it has the return address there in Los Angeles. We raised the money locally. We contacted people to see if they would be willing to be an endorser or if they'd let us endorse them. They sent us their pictures, and that's the way that we came up with the names and all the money was raised locally also. You mentioned Lydia as an unpaid IED. It doesn't help when she's not doing the work. She's got a full-time job doing other stuff. We need somebody who can put in more than 10 hours a week being an ED or whatever it is that she spends. We need somebody full-time dedicated to help us, you know, get the station, I mean, get the network going again.
Thank you. Okay, Jerry.
I'm sorry. Mike.
We're working our way around.
We missed it.
We started with Bill.
We started with Robert.
Didn't you go
first the last time?
No.
Who responded to his question, Mike?
Yes. Mike, we'll come back to you. Okay. You go last. We won't leave you.
Go.
Jerry.
What I'm supposed to respond to is the question about this flyer.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it? That's my question. I've gone to a level of detail that I don't know. I mean, in some ways, I guess it shows that people are getting serious. I don't know the details. That depending on the details, it could be horrible or could just be people campaigning through different means. I do have some problems with that person, Tracy, whatever her name is, who sends me nearly daily emails for years, being involved in that so-called, you know, nonprofit she owns. And she's not, I don't even know who she is. I just know she talks practically every day for a whole year and presents one thing. I wish, I didn't even know idea she is. So I do object to that. Otherwise, if people here locally want to donate some money to campaign, sounds okay to me.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Adriana.
We saved you with the election. And if something is missing, December 29th, we received from the same people, so their slates win WBAI, KPFK, and KPFP. Now they need to win the PNB. And if they are asking for money, again, if you can, please make check to the Social Uplift Foundation, Legal Foundation. Do not go to KPFK or to Pacifica. On the check, include your name, mailing list. They are asking for lawyers, too, for the new, they are talking about their slave. That is how I feel. A 503 shouldn't intervene in our election, but they did.
And be it noted, the other 501 is the Social Uplift Foundation. Point of information.
No, we're not doing points of information. You guys don't like Roberts? We're not doing Roberts. We're in an election right now. Jim.
Can she finish? She was done. Her time's up.
No, it was 49 seconds when somebody...
Go ahead. You got 11 seconds.
That's okay. Again,
Jim.
On my behalf, there's nothing nefarious about my participation on that flyer. If Robert would have asked me, Jim, I'm going to be endorsing candidates. Would you like me to endorse you on my postcard? Okay, sure. Send me a picture. Make sure you're smiling. Can't do it with the selfie. Whatever. It's a terrible picture. Whatever. And as far as an unpaid IED, that's ridiculous. Maybe that's the way it should be because it's interim. But somebody running the Pacifica Network, New York, Washington, California, Houston, and they're not getting paid, and they're part-time, they have another job, and you're kidding me, and then you wonder why we're screwed up?
You done?
Yeah.
Okay, Rhonda.
Bob, I'll speak directly to your question. The Move KPFT Forward movement was presented to me by Bill and Teresa, and they asked me, they said that they were considering endorsing me, and would I like their endorsement? I said, sure. Okay. So I think that, you know, when there's elections, it's okay to politic. It's okay to, you know, try to get the people that you're for to be elected. And one thing that seems kind of like off about this is like, yeah, Kate, the move forward people initiated that, but then there was also like Adriana and Dwayne Larks. They also
not card.
Yeah, they had a card. I wasn't asked to be on their card. If I would have been asked to be on it, I would be on any card. Anybody who can go out there and help me get votes, I'll be on your list. I'll let you endorse me.
Thank you very much. Robert.
Well, Jim very accurately described the process that I experienced, although I disagree with him that it was me that asked him. I was aware that you could get a mailing list and send out solicitations 5 years ago. Robin Lewis said, we can't send it out for you, but we can get it mailed for you. We can put the labels, I don't know how it worked physically, but the addresses are available for this purpose. So I assume it's perfectly proper and legal. The only thing I would add, there were some people on that list of endorsers that I respect very much, and I'm very proud that they endorsed me. If you know someone that didn't endorse me that's on that list, would you have them call me?
Excuse me, sir. Mischaracterization of my statement. I said Robert Gardner.
Oh, okay.
Me.
All right. I apologize.
Yeah. Just
but
look,
the process is how it worked. I just asked, and I said yes, and sent a picture.
Okay, thank you. Mike.
I don't know much about what Robert was working with. As long as they stay within the bylaws, they don't, you know, break any laws or hurt anybody's character or anything, I'm for it if it brings money into the station. But like I said before, we all need to, you know, go by the bylaws. That's what I want, you know, this new board and the future boards to continue with.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, it is you, Mike, who can ask the next question, and the first person to answer it will be Jerry. Am I right?
No, that's why Jerry does first this time. He's right.
The question I would like to ask is, how are people going to work together to bring in money for the station? And then the struggling programs, how are y'all going to be able to move them up to where they can start making money again for the station, where all programs start working together? Do you have ways of doing that?
Jerry,
when you say programs, you mean local programs?
Local programs and also national programs.
Well, I mean, I think some programs that aren't bringing in money will probably need to be eliminated, obviously. And again, I would go back to the fact that I was watching a free speech TV, which is like a competitor's of ours. They raise money. They stopped their fundraising drive. Well, they didn't stop it, but they said, this is the first time ever we reached our maximum goal and we still got time. Let's kind of send some money in. As far as I know, every organization on the left media is having record contributions, record memberships, record money. This is not the time to emphasize, you know, Texas country music. We've got to stand for something. And this is not, this station was not, the network was not created to primarily emphasize music or entertainment, and you've got to seize the moment. That's a way of raising money. And also programs, cutting the programs that lose money.
Time up. Adriana.
Now? Okay, thank you. Like I said before, the Pacifica Foundation is a group of five stations. The Pacifica Foundation is a group of five stations which have a problem, the programs. More than 200 affiliates that buy this problem. It's not rocket science to understand that if you are losing membership, revenue, and listeners, you are not presenting the programs that the community wants. I do know no program, but I can believe that the result is not satisfactory. We, the foundation, pay program director, full salary, program director, to do the job. Our obligation is not to programming. Our obligation is doing what the bylaws said that we are supposed to be doing, but be sure that we hold accountable the people that we pay full salary to do that job. If they do not, in every corporation, for profit or not, you fire the people and change the people. That's it.
Listen, I want to ask a question of procedure, and that is, I know some people have jobs they have to get up for very early in the morning. It's 10 o'clock. Question is, if people are leaving, can they vote before they leave at this point? Are we denying anybody? Does anybody object?
Let's vote.
I'm ready to vote.
I've been ready for an hour.
But we have people that still have questions. Have we gone all the way around?
Could you ask
about around a few times. Why don't we ask how many more questions?
And does this require a majority?
Sir.
Okay. I've been advised that we can take a vote, and if we vote in the majority to close this and go to the vote right now, then that majority, we're closing the election and going to the vote, will commence. So,
point of order. It's 10 o'clock.
I already have my hand up. Oh.
And therefore, under the rules, we go to the vote right now. Because according to our standing rules, meetings end at 10 o'clock.
Yep.
So we don't have to have a vote on whether to allow people to vote. Let's just get to it.
I'm going to do it my way and ask all those in favor of going directly to a vote right now, please raise your hands. Okay, thank you. Those opposed? Seeing none, that motion passes. Okay. Joseph, are you doing this solo, or is George helping you with it? We will continue this meeting until the vote is completed. And of course, if you wish to leave, you can. But there's a motion that is critical. One is, this meeting would have been a lot smoother tonight if we had a functioning coordinating committee. And I would like to ask Elaine to restate the motion that has been sent to all of you, and I would like you to approve it so that we can meet with a coordinating committee.
We move that to the next meeting. This is after 10 o'clock.
Let's get to the election.
You would not allow somebody else to stand up and make a motion in the middle of an election, but you're allowing yourself to do it.
Elaine, would you please make your motion about forming a coordinating committee?
Mr. Chair,
you're out of order, Mr. Chair.
We're in the middle of an election.
Yeah. Of order, Mr. Chair.
Well, this is going on. We will hear the motion as soon as we cast the ballots. We will go to a vote on it.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
You need to learn how to be more flexible.
Mr. Chair, we are in the middle of the delegate assembly. We cannot adjourn and came back to the LSB. I'm very sorry. But the rules are the rules for everybody.
We'll do it as soon as the ballots are cast.
Mr. Chair, the meeting is over as soon as the ballots are cast.
The delegates meeting is over.
No, we have a standing rule to adjourn at 10 p.m.
Unless you extend.
By majority.
Nobody's extending. Nobody's extending. Nobody's extending. Time is up. First order of business, I think.
Can everyone be quiet for a moment so that either George or Joseph can explain this piece of paper to us?
Are we doing the staff?
Joseph.
All right. Can everyone be quiet so that this can be explained?
All right. How about you having a See three choices on your ballots, C, F, and H. We have not yet chosen who is who.
I see A, C, F, F, H.
Yeah, we're only using C, F, and H. I believe Hank Lamb withdrew, so we only have two remaining people.
Okay.
So we will use C and F. Okay, now I need to determine.
We are voting for the staff.
I have two cards in my hand, a two and a three. Whoever takes the two is going to be C. Whoever takes the F is a three is going to be F.
Can you repeat that word?
It's
staff.
That's why
you
have two candidates. C and H.
Who's going to be one and two?
Have Ron take the card.
Well, that's why it's
be your position.
Three.
Three is what?
You want to explain that to everybody? Or we can hear it?
He was just choosing which ranks on the ballot go with which person. It was just by law.
Yes. Okay. It's kind of a guarantee that nobody can pre-mark the ballots. So choice F, which is what Rhonda drove, is going to be Rhonda. If you want to vote for Rhonda, you're going to choose column the row F. If you want to vote for Mike, you're going to choose the row that's marked C. Of course, you can rank them. If you prefer one and not the other, just choose the one you wish. If you you want to rank them, you can choose one first and then the other.
Let me see. C is Mike.
Right.
I'm
F is Rhonda. C is yes. So, C is Mike. F is Rhonda. C is Mike. F is Rhonda.
Point of order. If we're going to have another one that involves Avion and somebody.
Yes. I got listeners. Yes.
So C is Mike. F is Rhonda.
That was a request for information, and the answer is...
Is anybody uncertain on how to vote? Mark your ballot, fold it in half.
Tell the significance of the somebody that seems to the
what?
Tell everybody the significance of the numbers.
Oh yes, thank you for reminding me, Bill. Just in case you want to make sure, if you look at the number in the upper left corner, that is a unique number that is on each ballot. So you can, whenever you're watching the count, you can verify that your ballot is there and see that it's counted. Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. All right. And if anyone wants to watch,
we pass out the other ballot.
C, yeah. Number F.
Can you call them out?
Number C.
Yeah. One H.
One F. C. F. 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 C. F.
I wasn't
F. C. F.
The king was.
There's 13 for F, which is Rhonda. 11 for Mike.
We don't have closed elections around here, do we?
There are 24 valid ballots. Well, 13 is the threshold, so it's one is elected.
Congratulations.
Okay, good. I'll take care of that. Okay. Secretary? There it is.
The other ballots are held over the ends of the city for security personnel.
Three people missing at the moment.
What?
21 ballots out.
You're in 22.
We have 24.
Bob Gardner and Jerry Lynn.
Are you to complete our business?
And Dr.
Adrian Acosta-Nabe, Bill Crozier, Jim Krapka, Jerry Lynch, Robert Mark. Those are the five names. I'm just telling the five names. We're going to determine which one is which in a second. The five names are Adrian Acosta-Nabe, Bill Crozier, Jim Krapka, Jerry Lynch, Robert Mark. I have cards here numbered 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Those are going to represent positions. I'm going to have the candidates blind draw these. Hank, why don't you walk around and hand each one of these as your number?
All right.
Hand each candidate a card.
The starter.
My card wins, or what's
the... My card gets a license letter. Okay, would you get card two for me? Who has card two?
Okay. I have four.
Okay.
Bob's got.
I played this game.
That's what it was.
Yes. Okay, so I raise you.
Two.
Last card.
Alright. Choice A, Adriana.
Choice A is Adriana. Choice C is Jim.
Wait a second. A is
Adriana. I'm going to announce it to each section of the tables.
Oh,
A is Adriana. C is Jim. F is Robert. H is Jerry. I is Bill.
Repeat it slowly.
Say that again.
A is Adriana. C is Jim. F is Robert. H is Jerry. I is Bill. A is Adriana. C is Jim. F is Robert, H is Jerry, I is Bill. Robert Mark.
Okay.
Last, A is Adriana, C is Jim, F is Robert Mark, H is Jerry Lynch, I is Bill Crozier. Is anybody unclear on how to mark
your questions?
Okay, what now we Jim?
Here, I've got the list. Oh, she has the list. Never mind.
Okay. So you can go ahead and mark your ballots. Just mark the choices you feel are appropriate. Rank them in the order you wish.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Are these choices
Jim?
Jim.
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 Jim. Jim. Jim. Are we supposed to write in here or just like go to the
column? Just fill out the boxes. The row that you're going to choose first, you're in the first choice is the first column of the row of the candidate you wish.
What if you made a mistake? What
second choice is in the second column.
Joseph.
What if you made a mistake?
Can
I see
that
for a second?
George?
Bill, for a second. You can give her a new ballot.
Let me see your ballot.
So you're mistaken. You have two marks in the same column.
You crossed one out.
Yeah, we'll get the column.
Okay, I think we make sure our new ballot is marked this one void. Still 24 ballots now.
And you remind people that they need to
vote. You can vote all you want.
Can you remind people that they vote that is the same number? Two or more people got the same number.
If you want to turn my
make sure you don't have more than one row marked in any column. Otherwise, that column becomes void.
Okay.
We got this.
How do they do this law?
Did you give her a new bell or not?
There should be only one mark in any vertical column.
I'm going to go to the next one.
Changing what the rules are opens the door to
It's not only amazingly for us that nobody can, the next person can't say that, we don't care, you don't care.
Okay, you can make your
folks, may I have your attention, please?
No, we have
got
to vote.
Folks, I guess we are suspending the part of the meeting that is called whatever it's called. Delegates meeting. The counting of the vote is going to take about a half an hour. But I want to let you all know that without objection, I mean, we can have a vote on this, but I think I know the votes are, we have a significant number of votes. We're going to have a carryover meeting next Wednesday night to complete the business of tonight's agenda.
So moved.
Is there any, hearing no objection? Yes. Yes.
Anybody want to chip in for the LSD?
I'll
be right back.
Can you take a check?
I prefer a check, yeah.
You have 10 for 100. I want to get 50. Get 50.
Do I have an alternative to next Wednesday?
Yeah, correct.
Can you make arrangements for the room?
If not, we'll try to find it. We'll find another place.
Okay, but, you know, that has to be done.
Sure. I'll take care of that tomorrow. Yeah. We will meet next Wednesday, 7 o'clock here.
Thank you.
order, Mr. Chair. Standing in local rules, local standing and special rules require that to be a vote of the body. It's not something that you're
going. I'm asking, are there any objections?
We said there were.
Okay, tell how many objections do we have? One,
Mr.
Two,
Chair, I don't think everybody's listening.
What?
I don't think everybody's paying attention.
Don't listen, you got a motion on the floor.
What are you collecting for?
Nick, I will get you some money, but let me finish this vote. Okay. We are.
There's a motion on the floor.
Bill, do you understand the motion?
Yeah, I'm going to abstain. I don't care what the majority.
Okay. Casey, do you understand the motion?
Yes.
Adriana, do you understand the motion? We will be meeting next Wednesday to complete the business tonight. Anissa, do you understand the motion?
Yes.
Okay, Susie?
Yes.
Okay, TK?
Yes.
Jerry?
Yes.
Okay.
Deb? You're asking if they agree or you're asking if they understand.
Okay, is there anybody like who does not understand
like
the motion?
Are we going to vote on those?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to make an amendment to the motion.
Okay.
What is your amendment?
My amendment is you can't be calling like 50 meetings this year and hold people absent, like she was saying. Like some people have.
That's not germane to the motion on the floor. It needs to be a separate amendment.
Okay. So, we can't make a prediction of what we're going to do. We're only talking about next Wednesday, period. Okay? We're in an unusual situation with these elections, this election tonight. Okay? All those opposed to meeting next Wednesday night. By show of hands.
Why is everyone hovering around the people who are counting the ballots?
To look at. Witness. Call witness.
Okay.
You can do it too.
Please be quiet. There's a vote being
taken.
I know.
Okay. All those in favor of meeting next Wednesday night, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4. It passes. Thank you. Okay, all those in favor of having a carry over meeting next Wednesday night, please raise your hands.
Keep it up. What's the question?
Opposed?
No, not yet.
All those in favor of meeting next Wednesday night to complete tonight's agenda. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10. Okay, those opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Opposed?
Yeah. 8. So the motion passes. All right.
Point of information. The 9th of February is our next regular meeting.
You know, these two ladies would have been allowed to vote. Their vote would be to not have the meeting.
They should have left it.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Well, Mr. Chair.
If the meeting would have gone better, I
think they would have said it. If it would have could have. House is leaving. I may withdraw.
Since within a 7-day window, no new motions can be added to that meeting, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, could I just familiar everybody with the rule? The standing rule is, if we vote to do it, we have an extension meeting, which is basically a recess meeting, on the following Wednesday. The day is set by the local rule. If you wanted to have a meeting on another day, that would be a special rule, and there's a different procedure for that. But the rule itself sets when the special meeting is going to continue meeting.
Thank you. Deb, what do you
So anybody else interested in contributing to the LSP Challenge Fund?
I am.
Fund drive tomorrow? Okay.
I'm